You're listening to the Burn Youth Podcast. We hope this message encourages and challenges you to live for Jesus. Let's get into it.
Oh, cool. Thank you, band. How about we all give a big round of applause for our band here tonight? They did an amazing job. Thank you so much, guys. Oh, how's everybody's week been? Let's start there. Good? You guys are very quiet. Like, is it because it's been a rough week or...
A little worse for wear.
Yeah, a little bit, hey. Yeah, please excuse me. I've been a little under the weather.
Not lately. COVID.
Yeah.
Not COVID.
Don't worry. I took a RAT test every single morning this week.
Very diligent.
And negative every time. That's right. Yeah. I'm beating COVID. Okay. So, this is our panel tonight. Obviously, I'm Joe, and then we have...
Connor.
And...
Alvin.
Yeah. That's right. We've got the boys.
We've got the boys on.
With our boys.
That's right. So, basically, tonight, this whole panel, what we're going to be talking about is rest. Finding rest. That's basically the concept of tonight. And as you can see, we called tonight, it's Brainwash Night, all right? Brainwash Night was the title that we had. Cool. So, we're going to be talking about finding rest. And the first thing I wanted to talk about was when God rested. So, why is it so important and why should we rest? What's the importance of rest? So, basically, God modeled what we are created to do. You know, we're made in God's image. And he created us with the need for rest. In fact, even in the Jewish laws, it states, you know, in the Ten Commandments, I think it's Commandment 4, it says, keep the Sabbath holy, you know, to rest. So the first verse I wanted to read you guys was this one, Genesis chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. So it says, on the seventh day, God had finished his work of creation. So he rested from all his work, and God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy, because it was the day when he rested from all his work of creation. Cool. So with that, as you can hear, like everyone knows this, you know, on the seventh day, God rested, you know, and if we're made in God's image, you know, God created us to need that rest, you know, on that day. So it's important, I think, to begin with, is what we're talking about is keeping the seventh day, you know, holy, you know, on that seventh day during the week. So obviously a lot of people you find on Sunday, Sunday is their day to rest and to, you know, keep it holy, you know, keep it focused. And a lot of the time when it talks about that is like not working, basically, you know, not your focus, you know, your rest and your focus on God is kind of the main focus. Cool. So I just want to read one more verse for you guys from Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. It says, remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day, no one in your household may do any work. This includes you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, your livestock, and any foreigners living among you. For in 6 days, the Lord made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in them. But on the seventh day, he rested. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart as holy. So rest isn't just something we stumble across. We need to establish it. Ourselves, we need to give ourselves the space to be able to truly rest, you know, and keep God as that day of, you know, focus to, you know, as I said in Exodus, sorry, where was it? It says, yeah, just to save the, you know, day for the Lord your God. So, that's the basic sort of premises that we'll sort of be talking about tonight. But I just wanted to pass to you, Connor. True rest, what does that look like?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think I'll
sort of start with a word from God, a word from the Bible. Matthew 11:28. Now this is the Message version. And it reads a bit like an infomercial kind of, and it says, "Are you tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest." That's a big thing to say, you know. Now, to sort of start off with the word rest, right? Sometimes it can sound sort of a bit blasé, but true rest isn't like a switching off or an escaping from your problems. It's an emptying, right? You're emptying it and you're giving it to God, right? Now, you're emptying yourself of burnout, of stress, irritation, frustration, negativity, torment, trauma. The list goes on and on, right? And we talked about filling your cup, right? I think Tegan and Tennille talked about it in their segment, Thought Reset. You've got the positive filling of the Spirit, and you fill your cup, and that outpouring and touching others. But you've also got the flip side of that and the negative outpouring, right? Now, a good word for that is burnout. Burnout is a negative outpouring of really beat up spirit, right? Now I'm a nursing student, training to be a registered nurse, and something that they like to sort of, it's a point that they make, something they like to drill in, is burnout, it's not a badge of honor, and it's not something to dismiss or just, you know, keep chugging along. It genuinely affects how you operate and how you affect others, right? You'll find it anywhere, but examples can be in your school, at your workplace, your extracurriculars, your family relationships, your friendships, right? Anywhere. But more importantly, it genuinely affects your relationship with God, right? And it sort of creates a distance and a disconnect, right? That can affect your church attendance, right? You might not come to Sundays. You might stop coming to Fridays, you know? And devotional time spent in God's presence reading the Bible, right? Now, Chinello, I was speaking to Chinello last week, and she was doing a very good impersonation of like a New Orleans preacher, right? And something she said, it really stuck with me, and it said, you give the enemy an inch and he's going to take a mile, right? That's pretty heavy stuff. So if you're in burnout, right? If you've got that disconnect with God, the enemy's going to capitalize on that, right? The enemy's going to, it's a snowball effect, right? And it's not a coincidence, right? And Albert Einstein said it best, that God does not play dice, and neither does the enemy, right? Something that Joey talked about is how true rest doesn't just happen. It's a very deliberate and intentional thing. Right? Taking intentional time to rest your soul and not just switching off your body and mind. Remember that it's an emptying and not a switching off. Right? God has granted us the ability of free will and the ability to make our own decisions. This means we can make positive decisions and follow God. Right? On the flip side of that, we can sin. We can give in to temptation and pursue things that aren't from God. Which leads you to fill yourself with things other than God, right? And that can lead to stress, anxiety, and burnout and things like that. Now, one of those things can be social media. Now, hands up, who has a social media account in this room? Right? If you don't have your hand up, good job, right? There's around 7 billion people on the earth right now. 4.5 billion of them have a social media presence. How crazy is that? Now, take this room. We got like 60 people. That's a good number. We probably wouldn't be able to deal with half of those people's problems and trauma, right? Let alone 4.5 billion people. That's what happens when you open your phone and you scroll TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, things like that, you know? And if you look at your screen time, which I've done, and it's very surprising. It's something that I'm definitely working on. One thing that the Holy Spirit spoke to me was that if you look at your screen time on your phone, how does it compare to your Jesus screen time, right? How often do you subscribe to a time-consuming YouTube video or TikTok rather than the Word of God and spending time in His presence, right? Now, within true rest, taking true rest creates mental space, which allows you to be rejuvenated and continue your race, which is what Alvin will talk about in a moment. And again, linking back to emptying, it creates space in your mind and your soul to be filled by God's Spirit and rejuvenated. And only God can do that. Only God, right? You know, you spend a day on your phone, you got the day off, you just spend it in bed scrolling your phone. The next day, you're not going to feel good, right? You're not going to feel rested. But if you spend the day, if you do something productive, if you read your Bible, you spend time in God's presence, the next day, you're going to be like, I feel great. I'm ready to hit life head on, you know? Now, we talked about what true rest is, but a better question is, how do we achieve true rest? How do we rest, right? Now, the answer is through wonder and contemplation. Now, let's define those two words. Wonder is amazement or admiration caused by something beautiful, right? And contemplation, looking thoughtfully at something for a long time or deep reflective thought. Now, what happens when you read your Bible? You wonder and you contemplate God's word, right? By spending time with God, wondering in His presence and contemplating His word, we can then be rejuvenated by His Spirit, right? Next page. In every day of creation, in Genesis 1, the Bible tells us that, and I quote, God saw that it was good, right? We are constantly marveling at His creation and allowing all that is beautiful and good to sink in, and therefore that makes rest for our soul. Now, an example of this, right, is spending more time in nature, right? Who saw the sunset this afternoon, right? Wasn't it absolutely breathtaking? It was so pretty. I took a photo of it. It was really good. You can spend time in nature rather than filling it with unnecessary information like Netflix, social media, whatnot. The list goes on. A good example of this in the Bible, in Mark 6:31, Jesus said, let us go off by ourselves to a quiet place and rest a while, right? Even Jesus said that. So it's got to be worth something, you know? Now, a good side note is that a quiet place doesn't necessarily need to be somewhere in nature. It doesn't need to be, you might find a quiet place in other places, like tucked up in your bed, next to the heater, reading your Bible, you know. But the point is that we need beauty for the nourishment of our soul, right? As a nurse, I do a lot of study on biology and the body and stuff like that. And a good example of that is our stomach, right? Our stomach and our cells, right? Much like our soul, they both need nourishment in order to live a godly life, right? A good life. Now, Psalm 62 verse 1 says, truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from Him. Wow. Right? Now, I feel like that summarizes it pretty well, but I like to ramble. So let me finish on three points to take away is that true rest isn't a switching off or an emptying. It's an intentional action, right? You have to make it happen. And true rest only comes from God, right? I think that
Awesome.
Hits it.
Awesome. Cool. I love that. And even the part where you're like, when rest, it then leads to rejuvenation, you know. So rest is almost like the emptying, you know, getting rid of,
right?
Say all the negative or all the worldly things, all the things just around you and in your world, you know. And then you spoke about then leading into rejuvenation. So Alvin, what is rejuvenation like, you know, in terms of resting?
Yeah, I was thinking about like where I've heard the word rejuvenation, and I think like the common place I remember from, and maybe you know you guys will also remember, is like all these spa ads, like rejuvenate your senses. I've heard those words so many times, and like skincare commercials, they always say the word rejuvenate. I like put rejuvenation in a Google images, And there's just like this one type of image where it's like this lady, like typically like a white lady, and like on one half of her face she's like really sad and like her skin's like wrinkly, and the other half she's like smiling and glowing. Anyway, I think all those things kind of like skirt around the truth of what rejuvenation means, which is defined as the action or process of giving new energy or vigor to something. So I was like, so if you think about a car, you can't drive a car forever. You need to refuel it. You can try to drive a car forever, but you will soon face the reality of your fuel tank and you'll have to call roadside assist. Rejuvenation is like refueling ourselves. That's what it's like. We need true rest first to create a mental and spiritual space to ground us from what's happening in our lives. And then we need rejuvenation to fill us after we find rest. So when you're rejuvenated, right, what happens? So when you rejuvenate, you gain perspective. You're filled with inspiration. You're filled with passion. You're encouraged. You become motivated. And you gain the ability to look in your life and to recognize if you're veering off the course that you need to stay on. And the introspection to be able to correct that path. It's really important. Rejuvenation isn't just a nice thing to do. It's essential. We need to rejuvenate. And this all sounds great. So how do we rejuvenate? Here are a few examples. This is non-exhaustive. You could explore your creativity. You could like paint, draw, play an instrument. You could do like a mind-stimulating thing. You could read or write. You could spend time with your hobbies, your recreation. You could engage in like the social side of yourself. You could catch up with your friends or family, or you could, you can find people who encourage you, and you can also be an encouragement to others. Now, none of those things are true rest, but they're all examples of things that can rejuvenate you and can spark joy. You might think to yourself, like, oh, all those examples seem kind of insignificant or like time-wasting. Like, you might be thinking, like, I thought being a Christian was about like pushing yourself and like getting out of your comfort zone and like striving really hard for like great things and all that kind of stuff. And it is, and those things are really important. But it's only through refreshing ourselves with peace and refueling ourselves with rejuvenation that we can refill on the motivation to reach for remarkable things. So you need motivation. You need rejuvenation. You know, you need true rest to empty yourself, and you need rejuvenation to keep going. But as Christians and as children of God, there's something really important we can do to rejuvenate. And that is to encourage ourselves in God and His Word. Now, David did this constantly. If you read the Psalms, they're full of this. Like, there's bad things happening in his life, and he calls out to God and takes encouragement. And I want to read 1 Samuel 36. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because all the people were bitter in soul, each for his sons and daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Now, when we are upset and stressed and we feel at rock bottom, we can also strengthen ourselves in God. Now, something that I learned at Revival Week is that our God is really a wonder-working God. And spending time in his presence can fill us with energy, with strength, and motivation. And we're learning about spirit-filled prayer right now at church. And I really believe that prayer is an avenue of rejuvenation. For me personally, like recently, I was super stressed with uni and a lot of things happening in my life. And, one of these nights I sat down and I poured my heart out to God, and I felt this supernatural reassurance and peace on myself and this motivation. And we really can draw strength and rejuvenation from God. Yeah, so Revelations 3:20, it says, "Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends." When we need strength, we can have our time, we can spend time with God, and we can walk away encouraged and with our soul filled. Now, we need to make, as we need to make the decision to seek true peace, we also need to make the decision to rejuvenate and to reach out to God. And we shouldn't ever feel that our problems are too big or too small to talk to God because nothing ever is. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Cool. Yeah, rejuvenating is refueling. And then one thing I like that you said is also is then to keep going. You know, I feel like very often, I know I can get myself caught in this sometimes, is that with rest, sometimes we like to just stay there, you know. Sometimes, you know, you're listening to your favorite band and, you know, the next song comes on, you're like, oh, that's a banger. I'm going to keep listening, you know. So, you know, sometimes you just want to stay in that moment of rest. But it is so important to keep working, you know, to keep going on, you know. What's the point of rejuvenating, you know, refueling if you're then not going to, you know, use that, you know, in a way. So it's so important to not just stay in an area of rest. Rest is so important. But the reason God gave us rest is because, well, he's put us here for a reason, you know, to bring others, you know, to God, to make disciples of this nation, you know, and to continue to get closer to God and Jesus. There's one verse in Matthew 11, verse 29-30. And Jesus is saying, walk with me. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. It's so important for us to continue working, you know, towards being more like Jesus. You know, he provides the exact role model of who we should be like. And with rest, you know, God says he's not, you know, the more and more we focus on him and how he lived his life, you know, we don't have to worry. We don't have to worry. He's not going to hand us anything that we can't take, you know. And it's just important to rest in his presence and in these moments like prayer and stuff like that that we've spoken about here with Alvin and Connor. So important. And there's another verse that I just wanted to read from Timothy, and it says this, but you should keep a clear mind in every situation. Don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Work at telling others the good news and fully carry out the ministry God has given you. As for me, my life has already been poured out as an offering to God. The time of my death is near. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing. It's just an ongoing cycle with rest. You know, we keep pushing, we just keep going. And then sometimes we get just overfilled. We need to take that moment to sit back and just rest and rejuvenate in God's presence and pray. And it's a cycle. It just keeps going until the very, very end of our days when we get to see God, you know, face to face. You know, it's just so important. If we want to keep going and just keep pushing to get there, let's just rest in his presence in those moments where we need to. It's okay to stop what you're doing, you know, in moments. We don't have to, I guess, constantly be doing everything and being productive in that way. Rest is just as productive, you know, as the work, you know. You're not so productive if you're constantly bogged down. So it's important to rest in that. And you are not the savior of the world. So give whatever burdens, whatever you're carrying, give it to him. You don't have to do it all at your own strength. Take those moments. You know, we talked about leaving the seventh day holy, you know, keeping the Sabbath holy in verse 1. So I encourage you guys, like, if you guys aren't coming to church on a Sunday, or, you know, all your days are filled with just work and maybe sport, you know, on a Saturday, make that Sunday, or choose that day to really just save for God, to pray to God, to spend that time There's one exercise that I kind of just want to talk about. So Hamish got us all us leaders at the beginning of tonight to do this. And he got us all to go off into our own little spot, just sit down where we were, and to close our eyes and for 60 seconds just to sit there in silence. Now, not to think about, you know, let your mind wander, not, you know, think about, oh no, you know, I've got all this stress and all this schoolwork stuff coming up and commitments that I have, but to actually like take it and to be like, God, this is what I have. These are my distractions. You know, this is what I'm going through. Take it, you know, and just spend that 60 seconds just in complete silence, you know. So we encourage, that's another just a bit of a tip to do. You know, do it every day. You know, it's important to also save a time every day for God. But I encourage you guys to have that thought, save that day for God. Cool, I'm going to quickly pray and then we're going to get to our hub. So if we will just quickly bow our heads. Dear Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that we can just gather here today, Lord, and just once again learn more about you, Lord God. God, I just pray for any burdens that we're carrying, Lord, that we'll just be able to really focus on handing it over to you, Lord God, that we don't have to constantly just fight and fight and fight, Lord God, and get worn down, Lord. But we just pray, Lord God, that you'd be able to provide us with the rest, Lord God, the time to just focus on you and be with you, Lord God. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for what we've been able to learn and talk about tonight, Lord God. And I just pray, Lord God, that you continue to be the focus on every single one of our lives, every single day, Lord. And in your name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Thanks for tuning in to the Burn Youth Podcast. To stay in the loop, follow us on Instagram @BurnYouth. See you next time.